plate a potential nugget.
The other piece I was curious about, Aishay, was the elapsed time, right? You talk about the four-step process. This is also one of those things, right, which is not an overnight exercise, but it requires us to immerse in some of these things over a period of time, sleep over it, and, you know, get to a meaningful place. But in your observation, what have you observed about the time it takes to a meaningful redesign, these four steps? Is it weeks? Is it months? Is it days? Any perspectives here?
You know, what's been really interesting, because I've been doing this for now more than 10 years, helping people design their life. And I've done all kinds of kind of slices of time. So I've done it in an hour at conferences like the Fast Company Innovation Conference. I've done it over 1 week at a retreat. I've done it over 7 weeks with my students at the School of Visual Arts. Mm-hmm. So the timing, I just did it yesterday in 2 hours using our new digital tool, Design the X You Love, as an online tool. So it really changes. And the thing that I try to do is, I really believe that what's the most difficult thing and the most important thing is to start. Once you start a design, the rest is easy because you get hooked in the process of developing new ideas. But starting that first, you know, like kind of that white page, right, is what's so difficult. So my goal these days, whether it's with the book or the online tool that I just mentioned, is to find ways to get people into that state quickly and accelerate that process. And so in the with the online tool, for example, I get people in 40 minutes from the beginning to writing their manifesto about their life or a subset of their life, and in 20 minutes from a manifesto to an action plan. And once you do that, you have something tangible that you can sleep on and think about and develop. So that's become my kind of a shortcut. And I was listening to a podcast about shortcuts, and I learned that shortcuts is when an expert does a lot of thinking so that other people don't have to think about it and really can take the quick route. So I feel like I've created a shortcut to design the life you love.
This reminds me of a conversation I had with Herminia Ibarra of London Business School. She's the author of the book Working Identity, and is one of the leading thinkers in the space of leadership and career transitions. Well, how do you see the spectrum of the time it takes for senior leaders, let's say successful leaders in the mid-40s, to move from, let's say, context A to context B? Is it 6 months, 12 months? Do you have a...
3 years. It's still 3 years. Mm-hmm. It's. I mean, I ask people all the time, you know, we have people here who are in a program that's a one-year program, and they're hoping that will do the trick, and it never does. And it's very frustrating because, and honestly, you know, part of it is where does it start? When does the time frame actually start? Because there's also the bit of getting yourself to the point where you can start walking. And so it's often a longer chunk than you think. But it's, if you think about extricating yourself, getting yourself to the point where you're actively looking for something else, and then the looking, and then the finding the just exactly the right. And if you've taken time off in between, and you're taking on back to school in between, it can easily be 3 years.
True.
And it's because people are not going to hire you unless you have the experience. It's because you don't have the network into that yet. You don't even have the language. You're still sorting it out for yourself. Experiment and learn takes a little bit longer. And that's the hard part for people, but that's often why they also go portfolio. They start consulting on some of the old stuff just to make sure some money's coming in, because you've got to continue life.
I guess there's no silver bullet here, but it's critical to note that transitions are not an instantaneous switch, but an organic process that takes time. Creating space for that possibility to emerge and being deliberate about it are critical. I find that given the busy lives people lead, taking a pause and creating the space is often the biggest barrier coming in the way of people being able to redesign their lives. Thank you for listening.